many questions, but please keep your hands up because we have Christopher, who's live with Princess Cannoli. I would like to get through this because we also have the Norman Brigade coming up shortly. Please, Christopher.
Right
here. Hi, guys. Sorry about that delay there. Thank you very much, Axel, and thank you very much, Thomas. That was amazing. I know you guys were a little bit into what you were talking about, but I'm here now in D.C. with Princess Cannoli, and I'm here with Beneficial as well. Both of those folks will pop up on Princess's phone. We can have a little discussion with them and conversation. Tracy, I know you were looking forward to seeing Princess, and I know that others were too. If Tracy, if you want to help out, because I don't want to make a double over here, go ahead. If you got questions or whatever, please forward.
Princess, hi. It's fantastic to hear you. How is your day going? How are you? Welcome.
Hey, Mike is on.
Hey, Mike is on.
Tracy, can you hear me?
Yes, we have you. Oh, wrong.
Yeah, let me get something.
We are on. I'm here with Ben, the real Beneficial is right next to me. Can you imagine this? We're all here in the same place.
Thank you. It's so fantastic. I'm so pleased that some of you are getting to meet. I didn't know Beneficial was going to be there.
It's wonderful.
That's a lovely birthday. And I'm pleased you're going to do it.
We're getting a little bit of feedback here, but just say that again, Tracy.
I was just asking how your day is going. What have you seen? Have you spoken to Ukrainian people?
So not yet. I literally just flew into town. I stayed outside of Washington, D.C. last night, but I am here. And I'm actually here with another Ukrainian partner of mine, Kira Fox Rivera-Liss, who works with me constantly on our projects in Ukraine. She's sitting right across from me, waving at you, Tracy. You can't see her, but she's right there. Of course, I'm with Ben as well. Ben is here with me. We have really strong representation from the Northeast of the United States today. Christopher, of course, is waving with all kinds of love. Dan is here too. Dan.
So, Dan the Martha.
Dan the what?
Dan the Martha man. That's mine.
Dan the Martha man. Okay. We're all actually in the same space here together at the Westin Hotel, the Center City, Washington.
Fantastic. I've seen lots of flying flags everywhere and lots of blue and yellow representation and tridents and all these kinds of things.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, here in the Westin lobby, there's lots of people wearing blue and yellow, and there's many individuals who are swathed in blue and yellow flags. There's a young man walking through the lobby right now. Actually, two young men walking through the lobby wearing blue and yellow and carrying blue and yellow flags. Dan is wearing a very chic blue and yellow outfit, you have to know. Yeah. He has a beautiful blue and yellow wool scarf on and gorgeous yellow slacks. I think he's the best dressed of all of us.
If I can add something, I got here yesterday and immediately, it's of course, the reason why everyone's together is because it's a very unfortunate reason to come together that the war is now in the third year of drinks. But the spirit is really very strong. And people, if this is appropriate thing to say, are actually enjoying each other's spirit and camaraderie that's really pretty instant from people all over the country. Very much like the Maria Report is, people connected all over the world. Now people are connected face to face. And it just seems very normal and very natural in a united spirit. I was in London like 2 days ago and I was with Shaggy and Jonathan Fink and Axel. Alex, and then the spirit is just the same here, face to face with all these people. I met Forrest yesterday and Healy and all the people that Xenia just mentioned. It really is very much a family spirit. I can't imagine any other way to come together with a whole group of people that you've really connected with a cause, basically, that feel so strong and so warm to each other.
I think that for me as well, you mentioned that represented around the world, especially now, I think that we all try and enjoy that if we can. So it's so wonderful that you're all there. Is there anything specific going on that you want to mention in terms of, I don't know, anything cultural, like readings of poems or, I don't know, memorial events or anything specific that you will be attending?
Yes. Because I just flew into town, I'm an absolutely bad input on that. But Ben's been here overnight, so I'm sure he can.
Well, I'm not very good on, I just follow the agenda. I barely know the agenda. I'm just going with the flow. There are activities scheduled pretty much from yesterday, last night, or yesterday afternoon, all the way until late tonight, when there's going to be a light show projected again up against the Ukrainian embassy. Between now and then, the events are online, but I'm definitely following what everybody else is doing. I'm in their hands, and I feel good about it.
I can mention that here at the Westin that we are at Napo Central, and there's a giant gathering of members of Napo here. So I just want to shout out Napo real strong, because that's why we're all here at the Westin today and preparing to head downtown and join the rally at the Lincoln Memorial and then the march to the Russian embassy. We will all be participating in that and can probably download some more information later, or even report later this week on things that we saw.
I'll say one little oddity here is that instead of a hello, my name is sticker that people are wearing, Eliza, who's one of the organizers, made a button for each person with their NAFO avatar on it. That's the only identifier that people are walking around with, which is pretty remarkable because people actually remember that all of the little details of each other's avatars, which could be very confusing, but it's worked out well. Otherwise, basically, almost nobody knows each other's names here and have been keeping it that way.
You're currently at the hotel. Will you be out at the rally in a little while? Will you be reporting later from there too?
We have a short segment right now. We're popping in on at this hour. We can actually pop in later from the rally if you would like.
We would love this. That was my request before. He says any possibility that we can get live coverage from the rally, we would love to hear it. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was my fat finger, guys. I apologize. You have to unmute, Princess. I'm so sorry. Princess, you need to unmute your mic.
Did you need my mic back on?
That was my fat fingers. I'm so sorry. I've got you now.
No worries. We're back on. But yes, we can dial it again later from the rally if you would like. Christopher's, I assume, coming with us so he can connect at any point or take direction from you. I'm not planning to leave his side. Now that I finally found him in person after all this time, he's stuck. But
great. Dan said hello.
Dan is saying hello.
I'm dancing. There's no music.
You guys are missing a hell of a party here in Washington, D.C. If you're not here, I'm so sorry for you. But there's lots of other people that are on their way. I can see that they're listening. I want to shout out my Maria Valansky. They are actually on a bus coming in from New York City. She just clapped. Yes, they are there. They're going to be here shortly if they aren't already. They may have arrived. Let's see, who else we have in the listener? I think I saw Robin Schwartz. There she is. Hi, Robin. Oh, Mary's there too. Hi, Mary. I want to shout out everybody who's in there listening to us and let you know that we are having a grand old time here in Washington. It's, you know, what Ben brought up is actually a really interesting thing, right? It's the sort of the contrast and the tension between the joy that we are experiencing to finally meet each other in person and the solemnness of the event, right?
People, it's very much like when you're fighting, when you know how serious it is, but you can still, there's still moments of levity and laughter and keeping things in the best spirit possible.
Especially when we're talking about the Ukrainian warriors, just something we're absolutely famous for.
Well, we will have this in just about a minute because we'll have the representatives.